this, and it'll be good. I mean, after all, I'm the king, and it'll be okay. I think that that's probably right. And so he made his own interpretation of God's commandment. And as we read and continue on, Samuel said, "It is obedience is better than sacrifice. To be obedient is better than to sacrifice." In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your word today. I pray, God, that you would open our hearts to receive this word, Jesus. I thank you for allowing us to be able to see your truth and to be able to recognize the difference between what you want and what we want. I thank you in Jesus' name. Now, as we read before, that they kept Agag. They kept him alive. They kept the sheep. Saul did this because he interpreted what he thought was best. He went ahead and did all these things because he thought that that was right. He made his interpretation. Now, in life, we struggle with that. Did you know that the things that we allow to live, the things that we accept, we're just as guilty, or it's just like we are indirectly agreeing to it, saying that that's okay. Some of the things in our life that we allow to take place and to happen, it's just the same as saying, well, we say that's okay. That's fine. And God commands us to obey him and follow his word. When it comes time to put our faith in action, we justify our actions and allow things to take place. We try to put our own interpretation on God's commandments and or what it might mean, or we just do what we want to do sometimes, and we make light of the circumstance. You know, everybody, every one of us has something going on in our life. We all have our own issues. God speaks to us in different ways, and you know exactly what it is in your life, and sometimes God will put something in you and put an unctioning inside of you to do something, and sometimes we just will be like, well, maybe that, you know, we'll justify what it is that, you know, maybe that's not really what God wants, or maybe, you know, maybe that's not as big a deal as I think it is, and we'll just kind of keep going on. Now, we try to interpret these things, and we just do what we want. So, for example, some of the things that we just kind of interpret ourselves, we're paying tithes. Sometimes we have our own idea of things. Well, I can't really save money if I do that. You know, I want to, and I'll give every once in a while, but, you know, it's hard to save money, especially in this time, in this day and age. And so, you know, we'll continue to just allow these things to happen. We'll just, we'll give God what we think is best. We won't give what is required. We won't give what is commanded, but we'll kind of put our own spin on it sometimes. And when it comes down to it, God commands us to be obedient. And this is just one example. There's so many different things in our life that we hear, we know, but we don't do. With Saul, he did what he thought was best for God instead of what God thought was best. And in all these situations, we sometimes try to interpret. Okay, another time, another example is when we give Bible studies. Oh, I don't know enough. You know, I would give a Bible study. You know, God said, you know, go ye therefore in all the world and preach the gospel. And I'm going to do that, and I'm supposed to do that, but, you know, I don't really know enough. And I'm just not going to start, and I'm going to go ahead and do what I think is right. And I'm a Christian. I love God, and I'm going to do these things. I come to church all the time, and but I'm just going to, I'm going to do what I think is right, and I'm going to just, you know, it'll be okay. I know that God has called me to do some things, but I'm going to kind of try this out, and maybe it'll work. God loves me. You know, he's a good God. He knows all the situations in my life and the things that I justify. And it should be okay because God's a loving God. And we will justify things to death. We will sit there and allow it to take place. We'll allow things in our life. We'll allow what the government says is right. We'll allow what the world says is right. We'll just kind of let these things seep into our mind and our heart, and we'll just kind of go with the flow. And, you know, we won't be proactive. We'll just kind of let it take place because, you know, there's so much going on. We have a busy life. It's tough living for God in this day and age. But you know what? Obedience is better than sacrifice. And you know what? When it comes down to it, there's right and there's wrong. Now, sometimes some of us have something within us, a calling. Maybe God has been kind of churning in your spirit because you feel that he wants you to do something. You know, maybe there's a ministry that God's kind of been putting on your heart, but you've really been busy. You know, it's just, you just got a lot of stuff going on right now, and yeah, I know that God's been putting this on my heart. Well, I'm gonna wait, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna try that later, or hopefully it'll come into place. But you know what? We'll justify that to death, and we might spend the rest of our life, you know, saying that we should. What was that? Someone said that there's people who've been in church for 20 years, and then there's people who've been in church for a year 20 times. And, you know, there's the people who come to church and never grow. We don't ever do anything. We don't ever invest anything. We just kind of, we come to church, we feel good, and we go home. And that kind of thing it can be very subtle. Guys, pardon me, I feel horrible. But you know what? What I wanted to share in all this, there's something that is beating inside of us as Christians. There's something that is churning within us that if we don't live for God on purpose, if we don't actively do what it is God has called us to do, then we are going to, before we know it, we're going to realize or we're going to find ourselves in a place that we really don't want to be in. You're going to start, you know, your very core belief, your doctrine, it's going to start, you're going to start struggling with it. This non-denominational idea, well, that's not so bad. I mean, you know, they love God too. And, you know, I don't really believe that you know, there's a hell. I think that's too, you know, God is, he's too good of a God. And you know what? The things that we allow to just take place in our life, the things that we kind of just allow and we listen to and we don't really act against it, before you know it, it's going to change your own perspective of life. I know that it happens to us all the time. If you notice that when we don't come to church for a while, let's say for whatever reason, you went out of town, you went on vacation, and you start, I don't know if you're like me at all, I really feel carnal. I really don't feel like a Christian. And I feel really bad. And the same thing with in life. You know, we don't go and we don't go to church and before we know it, we feel horrible. Okay. Now, we gradually start accepting the world's ideas and views. Here's one. Homosexuality. You know, that's like the new thing. Unfortunately, there's going to be, what is predicted, more and more of that. And, you know, homosexuality isn't that bad. I mean, they're not really hurting anyone. I don't believe in that. I think it's, you know, I think that's just wrong. But, you know, it's a kind of a crazy world. And you know what? That thing will seep into your life and grip a hold of you. Now, do you know how many people, how many young people are just straight up lied to Every day, they walk around. You know what? There's no gender. It's a big push towards one thing. Everybody wears the same clothes. Everybody dresses the same way. And before you know it, it's devoid of God. There's something that's missing. Now, God has created us specifically. And God has created us to be set apart. God has created us as Christians, as people. We must actively seek His truth. And these things that we allow to continue to beat, and the things that we allow to take place, and the things that we just let slide. Parenting. We let our, is it something that is accurate, or is it true? Our kids sometimes, I don't have kids, but I've noticed this a lot in teaching, letting their kids kind of have a say. That's a big thing. You know, like, for example, you know, it's the new thing. Well, my kids, you know, they're just trying to fit in. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let them, you know, I don't want them to be the unpopular one. I'm going to go let them go and do that. And I'm just going to allow that because, you know, I don't want them to be out an outcast, an outsider. I don't want them to have to really struggle like that. And so we kind of listen. You know, I trust my kid. I hear that a lot. You can trust your kid all day long, but when you put them in the right situation, all that good stuff that you taught them goes out the window. You know, I know that because, you know, I was a kid, and even now, you know, we get in situations. So it's not a. What are we allowing to take place? Is this okay? Bear with me. Sorry. Oh, here's another one. You know, you may not support it directly, but abortion. Well, that's a big one. You know, even if you don't directly say that that's okay, how many people do you know who allow that kind of thing to take place, even in the people you vote for? You know, even in the people that you choose to be in that place of leadership for this country. Now, I'm not talking specifically towards anybody or anything, but there's one. I watched this video. It was online, and it was called 180, and it was talking about Hitler. It talked about Hitler, and it talked about the Nazis. Talked about concentration camps, and you know, this guy went around asking people if they knew anything about Hitler. And if they knew anything about concentration camps, and if that was real, and all that. And so basically, to sum it all up, he started talking about this one thing, and then he kind of incorporated it into another thing and talked about abortion. And, you know, that as far as making the comparison, genocide, the killing off of people. And you want to know what the Bible says about that. It's straight up wrong. You know, it's not the woman's choice. And Hitler chose to kill the Jews. That was his choice. But we consider that wrong, right? And what are we allowing to live? God instructed us, commanded us to follow His words. We cannot justify our way into heaven. We read in Matthew 20, chapter 7, verse 21. It's, you know, Lord, Lord, we done all these wonderful things. We prophesied in Your name. We've cast out devils and all these, and they did all these wonderful things. And God said, you know, depart from me. I never knew you, you that work iniquity. In life, it's not just doing the minimal. Because, you know, those people in your life that you meet, those people in your life that you come across, they might be the only Jesus you ever see. And if we're not actively doing what God has called us to do, then you are putting them off. You are affecting their eternity. You know, when we are not listening and doing what God has called us to do, then we are affecting other people's eternity. Saul did what he thought was best. And it turned out that he was wrong. He thought that it was okay to put his own twist on things. But it ends up he was wrong, because God, in all his knowledge and all his understanding, had different plans for that. Now, we can genuinely have good intentions, but still be morally wrong. Does that make sense? We can have the best intentions. And you hear that all the time. They had good intentions, but they were still wrong. And, I was just trying to help that lady, but, you know, I wanted her to, she's young, she shouldn't have been, with this pregnancy thing. And, I helped her get out of that situation. You know, we terminated the pregnancy. Helping, that's good. Good intention. Murder, that's bad. You know, we sometimes don't read into what God has called us to do. If you don't think that God knows what's going on in your life, then you need to be real with yourself, because God knows every detail of your life. He knows every situation. He knows every problem. He knows all the hurts and all the pain and all the situations. You know, when you are alone and no one's around, He knows what it is that you are dealing with. And when you are making decisions, and, you know, maybe you're with your coworkers and stuff like that, what you allow to happen is a big deal, because you're a representative, not just of yourself, but of God's kingdom. And the big point here is the fact that, you know, it's your eternity. It's your forever. Living for God is more than just following the simple things. In Jesus' name, can you guys, would you pray with me? I'm gonna fall over. I have like a fever, and I don't even know. I'm not making sense in a lot of areas, but you know what? Let me go ahead and sum up. This is one of the big things. And during that World War II scenario, the neighboring cities were finally allowed to come into the concentration camps. They were allowed to see what it was going on. They didn't know. They saw that there was smoke, and they were curious, and finally they were allowed to come in. So they lightheartedly walked to these concentration camps and to go see what it was that they were allowing to take place in that area. And with smiles and curiosity, they walked in. But when they walked out, it was a whole different story. Some of them were horrified. Some of them were just shocked and crushed, because they saw what it was that they let happen. They didn't necessarily do that. They weren't the ones who necessarily did the torturing or the killing, but they allowed that to take place. They voted for that. They thought it was a good idea. They didn't really look into it so much, and they just kind of let it happen. You know, in all areas of your life, in government and in all that, what is it that you're allowing to happen? You know, we don't read into things sometimes. We just kind of, it looks good, and I'm not really going to think so much about it, and we just let it happen. And do you know what I'm talking about? And if we don't pay attention, then it might be something that was very horrific that we just indirectly said yes. And because the people of God, you know, what do you believe? Are you a Christian? How so? Do you read the Bible? Do you study the Bible? Can you quote? What are you allowing to happen in your life? Are you just you know, a day by day, you know, you come to church, and you know, you read the Bible when we read the Bible here, and but when it comes time to go and tell somebody, you don't have anything to say because you really don't know, or you know, you see somebody that you want to help them, but you don't really know what to say because you didn't ever actively do anything about it. It's our job, and it's our purpose to read into what God has called us to do, to listen to His truth, to listen to His word, and to go out into this world and make a difference, and not just allow the world to kind of infiltrate and then have its way. Our eternity is forever. Hey, or it's a long time. Your decisions now are going to affect you forever. So what are we going to do about it? Would you stand with me? I'm sorry that I was scrambled, but I feel like I said what I had to say. Would you pray with me in Jesus' name? Lord, God, I thank you for your strength. God, I thank you for your truth. I pray that you would purpose within us, Lord, to be able to see your word and your truth and everything in this life, Lord. I pray that you would allow us and enable us to be able to make good decisions, Lord Jesus, when we are at work, when we are at school, when we are in this world, Lord. Help us to be able to understand your purpose in us, Lord Jesus. Help us to be able to be that light in the darkness, Lord. Help us to actively learn your word and know what it is that you've called us to do. God, I pray that you would keep us from the temptations and lies of this world. I pray that you would make a way out of no way, Lord Jesus. And you know the very situations that some of us might be in right now, Lord God, that we are standing on the fence and we don't know what to do, Lord. I pray that you would reach into these situations and make right the wrongs, Lord. I pray that you would lift up and turn around, Lord. I pray that you would make right, Lord Jesus. God, you are a mighty God, a holy God, a worthy God, and we thank you for everything that you're doing in our life. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We have done a little early, so we have a couple minutes until the main service. So go and greet somebody and tell them hello, and they're glad, you're glad to see them. Because I'm glad to see you guys today. Thank you.